Thanks very much. And I am really pleased to be here. Boy, I love picket lines. And it's so nice that you had these ones. I'm pleased to bring you greetings on behalf of the Canadian Labour Congress, on behalf of your President, Ken Giorgetti, Executive Vice President, Marie Clark Walker, and Secretary Treasurer Hassan Youssef, and also on behalf of our staff who work beside you each and every day in this struggle. I came out here, Bill looked at my notes and said, oh God, how are you going to read those? And the danger of having messy notes is I got to watch my time too, right? But I came out here with notes of things that I wanted to say, and then I was on Vancouver Island for a day of mourning on Wednesday, and then on picket lines on Wednesday and Thursday, and the march today, and you know, the notes I had just didn't get me in the gut, and so they went. They kept going, and every time I got on the computer, they would go. So I decided I'm just going to scratch out what I needed to say, because it was so of the moment. And I kept thinking all through the course of this week that May Day really is about our past, our present, and our future. And so I tried to think as well of the things that keep me grounded, and about the things that are about reaching across the generations. And there's two pieces of poetry or prose or whatever that I keep in mind. And I'm going to say one at the beginning and one at the end. And the first one's from The Inheritance. And it is, freedom, freedom is a hard-won thing. You got to work for it, fight for it, every day and night for it. And every generation's got to win it again. Pass it on, brothers and sisters. Pass it on. And it really is about all of us reaching across the generations, about people teaching us and mentoring us and femtoring us through the whole course of things. I looked on the internet to make sure I had the history of May Day correct. And there's always, you know, when people get into writing history, there's always little variations about what really started it. But if we look at it, was a struggle in the 1880s for the eight-hour workday. I mean, and guess what, folks? What are people on the streets for now? We're on the streets for the question of people's hours of work and their justice and dignity in the workplace. We have a proud history of May Day. It started here in North America, even though it was moved elsewhere, and that the capitalist class tried to get us to forget about it. They gave us even Labor Day, get us to think about something different. But when you get right down to it, May Day is and was and will be a struggle for work and wages and dignity for the international working class. That's what we're doing. And we need to keep that always in mind. By the way, I also found on going on the internet that George Bush last year declared May 1st as Loyalty Day. He did. This is really true. May 1st is Loyalty Day. Like, this is really going to change us. This man has no shame. Absolutely not. So presently, we're out on the streets, right? And people are saying very clearly today that they're not going back, not only not going back to the workplace, but they're not going back on the question of their hours of work, their job security, their wages, all of those things. And as we march today, I thought about how important that was and about the people who've gone before us and what that would mean to them. And those of you in British Columbia will remember a man who I love very, very dearly, Bobby Jackson, and Aggie, his wife. And you know, when we were marching today, I thought of Bobby Jackson. I thought of him a lot. And I thought about how happy he was there marching with me. I just know it. And I also thought about the fact that he was able to tie together our past and our present. Because in 1996, when the Canadian Labour Congress Convention honored the On to Ottawa Trekkers, we were all focused on celebrating these labor heroes, these people from the 1930s who took on this struggle. And you know what Bobby did in his speech, if you recall it? He didn't focus on them. He focused on young workers in 1996. He talked about how difficult it must be for young people to have huge debts, not be able to care for their families, and to not know if they're going to have a job, or what kind of job, or how long it would be, or what the wages would be. And so that was, again, that reaching out all the time and building the movement, because he was saying, this isn't a struggle about my time, it's a struggle about your time, and that he was still with us in that struggle. The other thing that occurred to me about today was, I too want to thank Gordon Campbell, because he's done a lot of things, but he gave all of us a real boost in the arm. You know, it's about, yes, the HEU members and all the union members across the province, but brothers and sisters, it's about us as activists. People on the street, that's what made the difference. You know, I kept saying to people, this is what it's all about. This is why we can do the jobs we do, because when this happens, we say, yes, the work that we've done has some meaning. We can't make people angry. We can't organize them to go out when they don't want to be there. Quite frankly, as has been said, governments will take actions, businesses will take action. But what we can do in the labor movement is provide the education, the information, and the opportunity for involvement of our members. We lay the groundwork for them to be able to take the action and for us to be able to make sure that they understand clearly that the union movement is their defense. It is the group of people that are going to make a difference in their lives. So what we need to do as we look at this May Day is make sure that we're looking at all of those members, those people that were out on the street, those people who couldn't be out on the street today, and making sure that we're providing them with the space and the place to take their part in this great movement of ours. And instead of all of us trying to do too much, how many of us would maybe like to share the work just a little? Maybe what we should be doing is reaching out to all of those members and saying, how do you get involved? Are you interested in the peace movement? Hey, we could use you to do that. Are you interested in sweatshops issue? Well, how about if you get involved? Are you interested in the HIV/AIDS issue? Well, we've got some work that we're doing in that. Let's get involved. How about unemployment insurance? Can you help us out there? Don't give them everything at once because they'll run for the hills. But give them things that they want to be involved in. Remember, when we organize, we always start from where the person is and let them choose the ground that they move into. So you go through the whole list, if it's Medicare, if it's anti-poverty issues, if it's cultural issues. Thank God our labor movement has returned to the days of May Day when they were celebrations. We had some pretty deadly May Day celebrations for a number of years ago. They were sort of, yeah, they were like that. A lot of speeches. So we can reach out to people. We can make sure that they're included. And we can show that the power of the people that we do have is there, and it's there if we involve them. May Day is our future as well. It is our future beginning today here in British Columbia. I saw some of the media from Montreal and from media from around the world as workers join today in this, our day of International Workers Day and International Working Class Day. I want to ask you as I close to be proud of our class, to be proud to say working class, because it's important. Think about all those great labor songs. You know, we really mean it when we say, without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel would turn. Be proud of the working class for that. So I'm going to ask you to think of three things. I'm going to make a contract with you, and I would hope that you won't break it with me. And I'm sorry we don't have time to negotiate it, because I'm sure it won't go far enough. I want you to build the movement by, first of all, as I said, engaging those activists, new and already involved, in what they can do to be part of this great movement. I want you to build our pride. As you go forward from this May Day, The next time you're asked, when you meet somebody new, what your name is and where do you work or what do you do, please don't tell them what you do first. Tell them that what union that you're a member of first and you work, unless you want the employer to own you first. But if you'd like to be part of the great movement, then introduce yourself first as a union member and then where you work. And my last request of you before I close with some words of inspiration from somebody in our history is a little sort of bugaboo of mine, and I would like you to please stop calling business the business community. They are not a community unless you want to say the oppressor's community. Community means we're building something, we're taking care of each other, and business doesn't take care of a whole bunch of people. Call them the business class, and then it'll be very clear where things are at. We've got a history to be proud of, we've got a present to be proud of, and we've got a future to look forward to. And with that, I'd like you to just listen for one moment to the words of someone in our history, in the history for emancipation, an abolitionist by the name of Frederick Douglass from 1857. And they're words for us today. And those words are, those who profess to favor freedom and yet depreciate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its waters. This struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, or it may be both moral and physical, but it must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what people will submit to, and you will have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these wrongs will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Brothers and sisters, I think the limits of the tyrants in this province have been clearly pointed out by the people in the street and the people on the picket lines. They're not going to stand for it. They want to make sure that they have justice and dignity in their lives, and that they expect all of us to be with them shoulder to shoulder today and every day in the future. Thank you.